At 7:06, it is clear and 77 degrees in Tulsa, on our way today to 96 for an afternoon peak. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. This morning, we have a couple of stories for you dealing with our children and their well-being. First, there have been a couple of cases this week in Tulsa of toddlers found wandering the streets all alone. District Attorney Tim Harris says parents have a responsibility to see that their children are properly supervised.
But I certainly don't want misinformation out in the public about what they can and cannot do. That's why the law requires all persons that have reasonable cause to believe that a child is a victim of abuse or neglect to report the matter promptly to the Department of Human Services.
Harris says he's reviewing the facts and evidence in each of the cases and will determine whether criminal charges are warranted. Now on to the other story. A South Carolina court has ordered the completion of the adoption process for baby Veronica. As that is taking place, there are fresh concerns about that child's well-being. Christine Marsh with the Tulsa Family and Children's Services says the constant shifting of parental figures is not good for any child in its formative years.
And when those relationships aren't sustained over those times, then it becomes a situation where the child may be able to attach well to multiple caregivers or people, but still not really know, when is this going to stop? Where will I eventually be, and will these people really be here for me?
Marsh says the tug of war over the child, who now resides with her father in Nowata, has the potential to cause future problems. We have much more on this story with Marsh coming up in just a few minutes at 7:35. Tulsans march for Trayvon Martin. It was a hoodie-in of sorts last night. The silent demonstrators were at the city council meeting requesting a resolution calling for a U.S. Justice Department review of any civil rights violations that may have taken place against Martin. After the meeting, they marched to the historic Greenwood area. Another demonstration is planned for tomorrow at the federal courthouse downtown. That is set to start at noon. An increase in snake bites hit Oklahoma for dogs. More are going to the vet as patients due to a rise of copperhead and rattler bites. Dr. Shad Wilkerson says the type of snake is important and can make a difference in the treatment.
So what we try to do is control the symptoms. The gold standard treatment is antivenin, and the reason for that is all of the symptoms come from the effects of the venom in the snake. So the venom causes local tissue damage, it bursts the blood cells, it causes pain, it causes swelling, and it can cause coagulation problems.
He says the biggest concern is that it can eventually lead to shock and death. He says that will not happen, however, until several days after the bite. He says if you notice a snake bite, get the dog to the hospital immediately. Hobby Lobby stores and a sister company want a federal judge to exempt them from the new federal health care law requiring that they offer the morning after or the week after birth control pills. Oklahoma City-based Hobby Lobby and the Mardell Christian bookstore chain will argue their case today before U.S. District Judge Joe Heaton in Oklahoma City. Our weather forecast, sunny with a late-day thunderstorm, not out of the question. We will have a high today of 96. Tonight, maybe a shower, 73 for a low. Tomorrow promises it to be hot and muggy with a high of 95. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 94. National Weather Service radar is all clear now. At 7:10, it is sunny and 77. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.